Each year at Christmas, we invite Christian religious leaders and charitable organisations to help us and our listeners get into the spirit of the season by contributing a personal reflection. This evening, we hear from Chris Bain from the UK development agency CAFOD, part of the Caritas network.
CAFOD's London office is located in the bustle of an ethnically diverse but economically poor neighbourhood, just south of the River Thames. It's a good location for a Catholic agency concerned about the world's poorest people, speaking truth to the principalities and powers in these troubled times is an essential part of the Christian witness. For most ordinary people in England and Wales, and the old industrial countries of Europe and America, the key challenges and priorities in the coming years will be how to live within our means, as individuals and as nations. We know that unemployment is going to rise, the value of our pensions will decrease, and we'll have a rising consumer inflation. Many of us will be living the uncertainty. And every lesson from the events in our economic, political, and our physical world point to those of us in the rich countries of Europe and North America having to spend and consume less, save and invest more, in short, live simpler lives. Within the countries of the developing world, of course, the poorest and most disadvantaged people will continue to gather the crumbs from the global table. Increasingly, the forgotten victims of the global economic crisis. In the past 3 years, an additional 150 million people have fallen into absolute poverty. 850 million still go to bed hungry. Amid this bleak picture are signs of hope. We have fewer conflicts. Global business is becoming more transparent about their finances and thus helping to tackle high-level corruption. In many parts of the world, poverty and disease have both dramatically decreased since the turn of the 21st century, even if the global crisis is eating away at those advances. And in this context, CAFOD and others in the worldwide Caritas and SIDSE families will continue to serve on behalf of the Church, not just in addressing the immediate needs of people, but by identifying the systemic causes which need to be addressed if extreme poverty is to be eradicated. As we face up to the uncertainty of the coming years, we can be sure that a better world is possible. Our faith tells us this. The challenge is to remember that God's gift of creation is for us to care for and to share its benefits. The authentic Christmas message helps us here. Jesus wasn't born in a palace surrounded by opulence and wealth. He was born in a stable. The humble nativity scene says it all. For humans to flourish, the important things in life are not possessions or money. They are about our capacity to give and to receive, about families, communities, and relationships. They're also about matters which transcend our lives, trusting in God and anticipating God's kingdom here on earth. It is time to build this vision for a new world, rooted in love and justice, where the poor don't just gather the crumbs from our banquet, but share in our wholesome family meal. I'm Chris Bain, Director of CAFOD in Caritas England and Wales, and President of SIDSE, wishing you all a happy and holy Christmas and a new year of hope.